Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The Bart Winkler Morning Show.
Tuesday morning, Brewers in the midst of a series with the Cubs, and the NBA season's been very lopsided. A lot of next man up lineups across the league. Has the product been watered down? We'll discuss that and more as we do every day. 6 to 10 right here on The Fan.
Interesting. So that's the promo that's going to run today on The Fan to promote my show tomorrow. So there's, you hear that throughout the shows, right? You hear, hey, coming up on the next Brewers pregame. Coming up on the next Rami Ramalana Ding Dong. Coming up next on the next U Sports Show. You hear those all throughout the day to tell you what's coming up tomorrow. So I have two types of promos. I have the one that will air today, and then I have one that airs in the morning, just between midnight and 6 a.m. Because I have to do one today that says coming up tomorrow, and then I have to do one for the morning that says coming up this morning. And I bring this up because I didn't think that those were playing, and so I've been making them stupid. But now I found out that they were playing. So I might have to, like, for example, this is what's going to air tomorrow morning.
The Bart Winkler Morning Show.
Coming up this morning, don't you smash that alarm clock. You'd be right here instead. Get up extra early. Listen to some podcasts to get ready for us. But we are live 6 to 10 as we are every weekday morning. Oh, we can't wait for you today.
I mean, that's stupid. That's...
Yeah, and you know it's weird, too, for those listening, is that that's not his worst one. There's been even weirder ones.
I do Hell Yeah All Sports a lot.
The Bart Winkler Morning Show.
Coming up this morning, Bart Winkler and boys hanging out with you over some breakfast.
And
you
boys.
Bring the pancakes, I'll bring the coffee. We'll have a good time talking sports. Hell Yeah All Sports. I'm not sure what any of what I said means, but be sure to listen to the show. Maybe you'll find out. It all starts this morning at 6.
I didn't think they played.
They do.
I know that now.
You also did one that's like, coming up this morning. Well, they did what? Find out.
Who's they? What's a them? Who's a they, though? Yeah, I don't know when that one was. I did one, I think this was Friday's.
The Bart Winkler Morning Show.
Coming up this morning, will Drew McIntyre get his belt back from Bobby Lashley? Can Roman Reigns stay the head of the table against both Edge and Daniel Bryan?
He
and
did.
Who walks out with the women's
did.
Title? Asuka or Rhea Ripley? Our WrestleMania preview with Dave Hero at 8:30 today. So how about that?
Just, if you needed more reason to listen before 6 o'clock, now you have a reason to try to listen to the weird, wacky promo.
Yeah.
I'm just glad we didn't have to listen to the show open.
Yeah, I did. I did drop the show open just to lead into that segment. Again, tomorrow on the show.
The Bart Winkler Morning Show.
Coming up this morning, don't you smash that alarm clock. You'd be right here instead. Get up extra early. Listen to some podcasts to get ready for us. But we are live 6 to 10 as we are every weekday morning. Oh, we can't wait for you today.
I mean, if you're driving around and it's like 3:30 in the morning and you hear that, how the hell do you not come back at 6?
This guy is so jovial.
You're like, this guy's got a show? I got to hear this. So there's a strategy to everything I do. Sometimes it doesn't work, but there's well-meaning behind it. Sometimes I do things on the air that are complete and utter failure. There's a strategy to it, okay? There's an effort there. It doesn't always work out, but I don't just do it for to kill time. Nice day out, though, right?
Yeah, the weather, man.
Weather. Hey, so one of the things that I want to ask you guys, the listening audience, the captive audience that has been brought here via some terrific promotional announcements that I have done in my basement and recorded for your pleasure is talk to you about this Brewers team. We'll still talk some Bucks, talk some Packers. Hell yeah. All sports. But this Brewers team, very interesting start to the season. They win on opening day, and all right, this is it, baby. This is going to be a fun team, going to be a fun summer. Then they drop a bunch in a row. They go on, what, a three-game losing streak, and it's Panic Town USA. Then they win, okay, a game, then they lose again. You're like, bleh. And then now they score 18 runs in two games. And you're thinking, okay, the offense comes alive. But now they're without Colton Wong for a week and a half, maybe Yelich for a couple of days, maybe Travis Shaw. We'll find out more on that coming up later today. Travis Shaw fouled a ball off of his leg, and Yelich just left with back tightness, which is never fun to deal with. I hope that's not a lingering thing, but we'll see what the situation is. Craig kind of just wanted to see where they're going to be at today. If they got to rule them out. But if Yelich misses a couple days, then look, now you got Jackie Bradley, Avi Garcia, who's been cranking bombs, and Lorenzo Cain, who's been hitting very well. So this is why they say four outfielders for three spots will work itself out. There will be days where these guys need rest, where they need a time because they're hurt, and we'll see what happens today. I don't know what to expect. Shaw feels like Shaw thinks he'll be ready to go. Yelich, they might be a little careful with. They got an off day Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. They've got the Cubs the next three, and then they bring in the Pirates this weekend, and they're off on Thursday. Maybe they give Yelich the series off, but it's against the Cubs. Remember, he famously sat out a game against the Cubs, and it was Panic Town. So with the Brewers, we're nine games in. What about this start do you see, and you're like, yes, this is... I've only seen two weeks, but this is something I can count on with the Brewers throughout the season. And then what about the start do you see? Well, it's a problem now. Pretty sure that's going to be a problem all year. You guys can chime in 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. You can also tweet us, 1250 AM The Fan, and Facebook as well. So I want to know from you guys regarding the Brewers, what do you feel good about that you think will be a part of this team's identity when we look back at the story of 2021? What worries you and you think is going to worry you for a while? I don't want to steal everyone's answers. What I feel good about is Woodruff and Burns. And I think that Peralta and or Hauser could maybe, I don't want to say reach their level, because it's going to be start to start. Like, Burns is better than Woodruff. Woodruff's better than Burns. Woodruff looks so good in outing number two, and so did Burns. This whole last turn of the rotation, this is the number that you got to know if you're a Brewers fan. 0.32, that's the ERA from the starting pitching in their last turn through the rotation. So Burns is included in there, Woodruff, Peralta, Hauser, and then Brett Anderson. Burns right now, you want to say something I think I'm confident in, I might be confident that when Burns pitches, the Brewers will not score. We love to play the on-pace game, especially so early in the season. Corbin Burns is on pace for, what is he on pace for? 32 starts with a record of 0-0. He's on pace for 324 strikeouts, an ERA of 0.73. The Brewers are on pace to be 0-32 in those starts. So that won't happen, but he is on pace to be the best pitcher of all time, not have one decision, and the Brewers lose all the games that they've played in. So what I'm confident in is that Burns and Woodruff are going to be contending for one of the best 1-2 punches in the game. And I think then a Peralta or a Hauser can jump in on that. Would you be in that same boat, Sam? Is there another thing that you think is a good positive trend that will continue?
There's a couple, but I'll start with the starting pitching, mainly with Peralta and Hauser. I am all in on the Freddy Peralta becoming, you know, a guy that you can count on in the rotation for years to come now. I'm all in on this year. I mean, tonight's going to be a very interesting matchup for him because, you know, second time against the Cubs now. His last start, he had a great outing against them, but we'll see how they adjust. I mean, Zach Davies pitched great against the Pirates in his first start and then had his worst outing like a couple days ago. So we'll see. I mean, the main thing with Freddie is that the fact that he can finally throw the slider for a strike. I mean, he completely abandoned his curveball. It's now just fastball, slider, changeup. And I think the fact that he can throw that for a strike just makes his fastball even better. So I think with, you know, Peralta and Hauser, it's just all expectations. You know, Hauser, I'm not really expecting anything great. If I can get, you know, five innings and give up 1 to 2 runs, I'm okay with that with Hauser. And I think that's perfect for the number four in the rotation. Same with Brett Anderson. I know what I'm going to get. You know, probably 5 innings, you know, 3-4 runs given up, but the offense has to come in for him. So I'm very confident in the pitching. I feel like the Omar Narvaez hype kind of died down a little bit, but he's been doing great. Maybe a potential silver slugger at catcher.
Narvaez and Garcia have both been batting well.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the two guys that I was looking at the most. You know, we all want to tear apart Andy Haynes, the hitting coach, after a series. But one of the stories of the offseason was Andy Haynes making sure he not just like zoomed with these dudes, but he met Christian Yelich in Nashville and they worked on some stuff. And then Haynes flew to, I believe it was Miami, and spent some time with Narvaez and Avi Garcia. And both of those guys have been hitting well. So when we're like, oh, Keston, what's the problem? Andy Haynes. Oh, what's the problem? Luis Urias, Andy Haynes. The guys that he worked with like extensively are doing very well. I just think, you know, the hitting coach is always a scapegoat. And sometimes, you know, the hitting coach doesn't do well at his job. And sometimes the pitching coach doesn't either. 5 games in to be firing the hitting coach, we can't be doing that. I'm not down with that. I'm going to put a poll up. Whose ceiling is higher, Freddie Peralta or Adrian Hauser?
Ooh, I feel like this is going to be a runaway.
I believe that right now it will be a runaway in favor of Peralta.
Yeah.
Now, yes, Tim Allen, this of our postgame show, he is very high on Hauser. We were both super high on Burns a couple of years ago and thought we could see this happening. The way we felt about Burns then, I think he feels about Hauser now. I would say Freddie, especially if he can keep working more pitches into his arsenal. Because fastball Freddie, I mean, he's a strikeout guy, but now he is working on some of these other pitches. Freddie Peralta, by the way, since he jumped into the majors, there are only 3 other pitchers that have a better K through 9 number than him. So strikeouts over 9 innings. Freddie Peralta, since he joined the majors, over 9 innings, he will give you 12.2 strikeouts per those 9 innings since he started. Strikeout machine. There's only 3 guys better than that. Chris Sale, Garrett Cole, and Max Scherzer, former lacrosse logger.
And you got to keep in mind, Peralta, that was before.
I think Sale was too.
I know Scherzer was, but I'm not sure about Sale. But with Peralta, that was all with just his fastball. Because up until this year, he couldn't throw the off-speed pitches for a strike.
I'm just double-checking.
So I feel like that number for Peralta is probably going to.
Yeah, Chris Sale. How about that?
Where did Sale pitch?
Loggers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Great. I love that. I love that league. I used to be an intern for the Schnucks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would do, when I worked in lacrosse, I only did it when, like, all the top newsmen were unavailable. But during, like, the 3rd inning that we had a thing with them. So I was like, I went down on the bases and it would be, hey, everybody, Bart Winkler from News Channel 8. How about those loggers? You know, I'm on the field with the microphone. Everyone's like,
oh, man.
All right, let's go. We got our contestant today. And it'd be like a name I practice all day and I still butcher it.
So you do like the on-field promotions, like in
just
between innings?
Inning. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They had the news. Normally it'd be like Corey Malice, the main weather guy who recently retired. Congrats, Corey. Or it'd be like Bill Grawl, the guy you see every day, or Jennifer Livingston, you know, somebody that people know and they're like, all right. And then some days it would be the 4th reporter on the bench, me. Okay, our contestant is Jessica Schmidges, and she is up against Louis the Logger. So they'd race the mascot around the bases, and the mascot would always, like, fall and lose. But it was, you know.
I feel like the Northwoods Leagues, people don't appreciate enough. Oh, it's a good time.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, around here, you're going to go see the Lakeshore Chinooks, but you also have the Brewers. And you have the Milkmen, secondly. In lacrosse, the lacrosse Loggers are the team.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, in Madison, the Mallards get a good gate. Fondy Dock Spiders roar into the league, win a title right away. So, yeah, those smaller towns that don't have, you know, a baseball stadium that you can look at on your way to work, there's a little more hype regarding that.
Hey, so going back to Peralta, though, do you think that strikeout per nine could be going up?
Well, yeah. I mean, everyone strikes out these days. And if Peralta got, if he's working more pitches, and what a lot of these guys tell you is it's about sequencing, because how many hitters are going to know Freddy Peralta, scout Freddy Peralta, and think for the fastball? But if he's got the slider in there, if he's got other pitches, I mean, Freddy, especially this next month or two, he can make a lot of guys whiff. Eric Thames, also former lacrosse Logger. Great. Eric Thames. Bart Winkler, Sam Schmitz, 414-799-1250. Talking some Brewers. What about this start has you feeling very, very good that you think will continue? And then what about the start that is not good for the Brewers? Are you worried about long-term? We'll share ours in that category. We'll read some of your answers. Always appreciate your calls at 799-1250, and then you can find the podcast and show your friends that you were on the radio today. Never gets old. 414-799-1250. I got a different number for you, 262-703-3500. That will get you in touch with my good buddies at Windows Select. Going to see Justin and the crew today and see what they're up to with the latest in window-making technology. Windows Select, where they have energy-efficient, high-quality windows that they really do make sure can be compared and will beat any other type of window that you're going to find on the market. It is the quality of the product that they take the most pride in. They are energy efficient as well, which helps you lower the cost of your heating and cooling bills throughout the summer and the winter. So get your home in a new light for the summer with Window Select, 262-703-3500. Again, the quality is great. They back it all with a double lifetime warranty. And the deals are great. Buy one, get one on the windows, no matter how many windows you buy, and you can get it all set up and not have to pay them a single dime for a full year. So they work with you on that as well. Window Select, 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500, windowselect.com.
That's the pitch he's worked really hard on. And, you know, it's his ability to throw it in any count is something that hitters haven't seen. And it's a quality pitch, even when you're looking for it, I think. So it's definitely something that takes him up a notch, and it helps him get through lineups as he did today. So he was excellent today. You know, they made him work and got some walks through some close pitches, but obviously did a beautiful job.
That's Craig Counsell after Freddie's last start. Freddy Peralta on the bump again today for the Brewers, 6:40 first pitch. And word to the wise, you can tailgate today. Check out Brewers.com for the guidelines. It's not quite a free-for-all. You're not supposed to hop from car to car. You're not supposed to play. I guess you could play. You could set up bags and play with the car next to you. I don't know. No one's going to follow any rules. But you can go park your car and fire up some sausages. So that's good. Freddy Peralta, Brandon Woodruff, Corbin Burns, Adrian Hauser, Brett Anderson. The last five starters in that order have combined for an ERA of 0.32 in their outings. Very good stuff. All-time historic stuff from the Brewers last turn of the order. And now Freddie's out there today. The slider, as Craig Counsell says, making him more effective. Threw up a poll on Twitter at 12:50 a.m. The Fan. whose ceiling is higher. It is the runaway we thought it would be. Freddie Peralta, 90%. Adrian Hauser, 10%. John says Freddie has the higher ceiling, but Hauser has the higher floor, meaning that if one of these guys struggles, Freddie, because Freddie's a little more volatile, we think. He could either be very, very good on the Burns-Woodruff level, or he could flame out, I think, is where John's coming from. Hauser is going to be more of a, like, Freddie could be a one, a two. I mean, the potential for what he could be is there. Hauser, I think we all kind of pigeonhole as like a career three. You know, maybe a two. You know, Hauser's got good stuff, but right now, across the league, people still know him for throwing up during a game, is what they know him for at this point. So talking some Brewers, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Talking what we see so far that we're the most confident in will continue. I think the starting pitching definitely is in that category. What we are worried about that we are worried will continue. So talking with Horvat a while ago, Keston Hira, his play at first base has not been spectacular. Is that a long-term problem? Will it get better? One of the things that Horvat was bringing up with us, and he's on BetQL Daily again later today, so we do the Horvat Happy Hour. Terrible name, but it's the best we could come up with. 7 o'clock on the days he's on BetQL. He jumps on for the 7 o'clock hour. So if you're listening right now and saying, where's Ryan? That's where you can find him. The podcast will be available online for free, the Odyssey app. But he was asking, how long do the Brewers stick with Hira at first base if the first 9 games give you what they're going to give you throughout the season? Sam, I think I don't think they have a choice, really, because the other choice is you're not going to put him at second. Wong's going to be hurt. Sounds like he'll be back after a brief IL stint, so he comes back. If you don't have Keston Hira at first, you don't have Keston Hira anywhere, so they've got to keep this going.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you when I heard Council say that he's going to play a little bit of second with Wong being out. I was like, oh, no, not really what I wanted. Just when you thought before the game where he had 2 mishaps, I was like, oh, no, just when he's starting to look pretty good and getting a little bit of confidence, now you're moving him back and shifting it. So I'm not worried with Keston's bat. I think it's going to eventually pan out, but you're right. It does have to work because, well, I'm going to say this. I think that you just ride it out this year with Keston at first base, and you just hope that the DH comes next year. Because if it doesn't work out at first base, then he can just be your designated hitter next year.
Yeah, and Vogelbach, he's on a 1-year deal. Keston Hira, team control, so he would be a guy that could do that. I think you got to stick with it, though, and I don't want to see him at second. I want him, if you're going to put him at first, put him at first. Now, I'm not thrilled with Daniel Robertson or Jace Peterson at second, but if it's a week and a half thing, I think it's going to do more long-term damage than it's going to patch a hole. So I would say keep Keston at first. Now, if you only play him 5 days a week because you still want Vogelbach in there a couple of days, that's one thing. But if you're going to play Keston Hira in the field, I would like to see it at first. Seems like the Brewers either don't feel that way or don't think that's what's best for their team while Wong is hurt. So we'll start to see when the lineups come out later today when Keston Hira gets back at second based on what Council said over the weekend. That will happen at some point this week. 414-799-1250. Jim is in Cudahy. What's happening?
Gentlemen, look, I haven't tuned in a while since the former co-hosts were jettisoned, but I did tune in today by mistake, and I did hear the discussion of the La Crosse loggers, which was, you know, very interesting, I must say. But guys, I know it doesn't seem like this, but you're in a bigger town now. Even though you're at the end of the dial and nobody's listening, you are in a bigger market. We really don't need to go back to the La Crosse loggers for content, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't. I'd like you to explain that more. Because I was talking about two guys who have been good with strikeouts better than Freddie, talking about the Brewers. There's two guys who cut their teeth in the state. That's pretty interesting. So I brought that up and then told a dumb little story about when I used to work over there.
Well, Bart, I guess what I'm boiling this down to is you're not in Fond du Lac anymore. I mean, come on, step up your game.
I got to say, I don't disagree. I mean, I don't agree with you. I think it's pretty cute that you've called in after a year and this is how you want to do this, but.
Do you have anything that you can objectively disagree with other than the fact that it's cute?
What you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, my job is to elicit emotion, and I've elicited enough emotion in you to call in and tell how much you hate me.
Because the internet went out in my house, and I had to do something. So, I'm a life coach, Bart, and here's the thing. My job is to tell people what to do, with their careers.
Yeah.
And so what I do is—
You think I should quit, Jim?
I give them examples of what not to do, and that's the only reason I tuned in today. Is to give some content to some folks that I'm going to be coaching today to tell them, look, man, don't do this because you're not cut out for this.
Yeah. So, Jim, why'd you stop listening?
Well, I didn't like it when you guys, there was a guy that used to be on there who, I mean, let's face it, this guy got completely humiliated. You know who I'm talking about?
You can say his name.
Chuck.
Yeah, I miss Chuck. I hung out with him at the ballpark the other day.
Wow. Okay. I didn't like the way they treated Chuck.
I was sad that Chuck left, too. What was I supposed to do? I feel bad about it.
Oh, Chuck at least had something that you guys are still searching for.
Yeah, what's that?
Talent and ability.
All right. Well, you're a life coach. I'd like to sign up for some sessions.
All right, you got it, bro.
No, I'm not kidding. And I'm gonna come. Come to your sessions. I'm gonna tell you how terrible you are.
We're doing Zoom sessions at this point because I don't know if you've been vaccinated yet or not. But we're gonna do Zoom sessions.
Must took a lot of courage to call in and do this today, Jim.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm not trying to hold myself out to be a Navy SEAL or something. I mean, I'm just.
No, you think pretty highly of yourself. I can tell that.
Well, with good reason.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Jim, have a terrible day and even worse week. I hope you get stuck at every red light that you encounter. Okay. I don't mind that. I think it's, here's the new rule. If you're going to call in and do that, I'll put you on the air. You don't have to call in and say, I want to talk about the Brewers. Because is that what he told you? He wants to talk about the Brewers. And then he comes in and thinks he pulls a fast one.
Yeah, he completely,
Just call in and say you want to bash me. I'll put you on either way.
I have no problem with it. Yeah, he called in and said he wants to talk about Freddy Peralta and the rotation. And next thing you know, we get that.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to pivot right now. We are pivoting. We are not talking about the Brewers anymore. The next 30 minutes, this is going to be Northwoods League Appreciation Hour. So we're going all in, Jim. The Northwoods League is a fantastic league. There are kids that play from all over the country that come to Wisconsin, enjoy our summers. There are relationships that are built and bonded from families and their players. I mean, I bet you Chris Sale could tell you the family he stayed with and he's still in contact with them. The Northwoods League is a wonderful opportunity for local kids to play. It's a wonderful opportunity for people to work in those teams and go on to bigger and better things. It's a wonderful league for, look, I live in La Crosse, let's say. I can't get to the Brewer game, but I can watch baseball in my backyard for $5 a pop. What a wonderful league. I know Ron in Rome agrees with me. Northwood League Appreciation Day.
Thanks, Bart. I think that was a real Bush League move, speaking of Bush Leagues, by Jim.
Well, I do appreciate it. Part of me does.
And also, you're not just a Milwaukee host. With Odyssey, you're heard all over the state, including Wisconsin Rapids, where we have the Rafters. And these are just not like Little League kids. These are people from Division I schools, top-level baseball teams, and a lot of them do end up in the pros. So
Chris Sale and Max Scherzer both pitched in La Crosse, Wisconsin. I think that's worth noting.
It is. And so keep up the good work and don't let the turkeys get you down.
I won't, Ron. Thank you. Is that it? All right. I was hoping Ron would maybe give me just one more pat on the back. Would have been good. Notebook Mike. Hey, buddy, what's happening?
That was really painful to listen to.
I know my story about the loggers. That's why Jim called in.
Jim?
Oh.
What qualifies you as a life coach? I can tell people every day not to do something. They'll still do it. Anyway, let's get to some real callers. Ram, Terrell, Roger, all the mics. Come on. Where are they?
Well, I'm talking to one right now.
You want to talk Masters, Brewers?
Here, I'm going to put up a – I'm putting up a poll right now. Is life coach a real job?
No. That I used to watch Kardashians. The kid on there, the only boy, had a life coach. His life sucks even more now. Getting to the Brewers, I pretty much covered it with Tim Allen. I don't like that Molly Coddlin is hurt up. You know, sit him down for a few games. There's got to be someone that can go in there.
You got to appreciate, though, that he made an error, and then a couple innings later he hit a home run.
Well, they had Jesus Aguilar. Great defense. His bat went cold. They shipped him out of town. I mean, I'm pretty wound up today.
It sounds the opposite, but I hope that you're okay.
Well, I have no voice because, you know, I didn't call you guys last week. Just talking too much sports with everybody, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get to the wrestling stuff tomorrow, I think.
Did you watch WrestleMania?
No, I'm more old school. My dad's friend was a ref when they had matches here. So I got to meet, like, the Crusher, the Claw, Baron Von Raschke, all them guys. But now, it's all right. There's just too much talking.
I like the talking.
Well, they stand in the ring and they say, I'm going to do this to this guy. And then the guy comes out and they look all scared. Anyway.
Yeah, we can't talk about WrestleMania. It's too minor league, I've been told. So we got to just talk about the Brewers, I guess.
So you're the real wrestling geek, right?
Oh, I love wrestling.
You got to go to this collectible store right down the block for me. The guy's met every single wrestler that ever came down the pipe. Got all their autographs. Masters, I've been golfing 32 years. I had Spieth, Xander, and Finau, so I had 2 threes and a 10. Do you guys golf?
Yeah, we should go, you and me.
Okay. I don't know if it was you or your coach said, how do you miss a one-footer? If me and you went to the Masters, we could shoot 70 for 7 holes.
Okay, more comedy from Mike.
One more.
Mike, hurry up. I got to let you go. People want to tell me I'm great.
What? Cubs fans coming to town tonight. Break out the handcuffs. Got to go.
All right. Shut up. Mike's playing his own sound effects. Mike. All right, that was worth it. That was worth it. About halfway through that call, I'm like, this is not good. Oh, Mike, you saved it.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Imagine I want Dan Plucker and him to reunite because, man, Mike is a great guy.
Unreal.
I love Mike.
Shane's in Milwaukee. What's happening, Shane?
Hey, Bart. How you doing?
Good, you?
Good, good. First time caller.
Hold on. It feels like the first time. Feels like the very first time. And of course, we pay tribute to Frames. Don't be a foreigner to the show. What's up, Shane?
Oh, man, doing good. That just put a smile on my face, too. I've been listening for a while, and I felt compelled to call in after Jim tore you a new one. So,
yeah, he really got me, didn't he?
I don't know that I would be taking lessons from this guy, life coaching lessons. I mean, there was no constructive criticism there. like zero. And I don't know, Jim, but I hope you're still listening. There's plenty of people out here listening right now. I've been listening for a long time. I listened back when Chuck was on. Never, like I said, never felt compelled to call in. You got a lot of good callers. The show keeps moving. But, man, don't listen to that guy. And if anybody's taking life coaching lessons from this guy, you might want to reconsider your life decisions. I'll sign you up with me. You know, we'll do positive affirmations.
Okay. I'll do some with you, Shane, because I do want to take a lesson from Jim.
I don't know about that. All right, I will counteract Jim's negativity with some positive vibes. How's that?
That's good. Shane, appreciate you calling in, bud.
All right, take care.
Don't be a foreigner to the show, of course. It feels like the first time. Feels like the very first time. It feels like the first time. It feels like the very first time. John is in Greendale. What's happening, John?
Hi, Bart. I'm calling up to celebrate the Northwoods League.
Yeah, it's Northwoods League Appreciation Day.
Yes, and I drove past the Duluth Northwoods League Stadium, and it was very nice. So that's all I have on the Northwoods League.
Oh.
But
hey, it's better than nothing.
Yeah, and it's a positive thing. It was a cool old stadium. I like those.
Okay.
And then, Jim, I don't know what the deal is. I had a call. Oh, I'm a first-time caller also.
Oh, my God. Well, bury the lead already. My goodness.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
You know, one thing that Jim did, maybe I should take advice from Jim. You know, I'm talking Brewers, and I'm saying, hey, here's the phone number, and everyone's like, maybe I'll call a different day. Jim bashes me for 2 minutes, and my God, first-time callers are coming out of the woodwork. So,
yeah,
Jim,
yeah,
maybe he is onto something.
I couldn't hold back. You know, and it's funny. There is a such thing as a life coach, but, I mean, to start, before he even got in the air, he started off with a lie. I mean, I don't know what he's really up to, but it's weird.
Yeah, see, I know, like other radio stations, if you want to, like, prank them, you, like, oh, what are they talking about? And then you got to get through a screener. And maybe even here, there's a this show, I don't care. I mean, if you want to call and bash me, then tell Sam who's answering the phone calls.
Oh, yeah. I'll be in Bart's ear after that. Be like, take this guy.
Yeah,
he wants to
yeah,
roast
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's an open dialogue. That's what a morning show should be. That's what a sports talk radio show should be.
And I love this show. This is the best show on the station. I listen to all of them, but I like this one the best, and you do a great job. I think your humor was over Jim's head, and that's why he, you know, some of your subtle comments. I love it, but maybe he had trouble with it.
Yeah, well, I'll find out next time when I Zoom with Jim, because I'm going to sign up for his class.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, and I'll put it on YouTube, and I'll air it over the show. Yeah, I don't care. He can charge me $1,000. I'm doing it.
Great. Yeah, I think you got a winner there.
He's got to reach back out to me. John, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Bart. Keep up the great work.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay.
It feels like the first time. It feels like the very first time. It feels like the first time. It feels like the very first time. All right. Jim didn't tell me where. I'm Googling Jim Life Coach Milwaukee. Not coming up with any. Maybe he used a fake name. Sometimes that happens too.
Do you think that's Todd's dad?
Todd? Nah, I don't know if Todd has a good relationship with his father on account of him not being real. Let's talk to Josh, who is in Pensacola. Josh.
Dude, that guy would fit in great down here in Florida. With like a red hat that says "Keep America Great" and all that. Oh man,
Josh, I'm trying not to get into politics.
I know you don't have to say a word. That's what came into my mind.
Okay.
Look, it's really easy to take a bunch of people who are lost and don't have self-esteem and then, like, feed on it and become this arrogant prick. It's infuriating. It's very infuriating.
Josh, again, I'm trying not to get into politics.
Good man, you talk sports for 4 hours. You have 4 hours to fill. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Fill's a good word, yeah.
So if I have to sit here for 4 hours and listen to you just read box scores and talk about Aaron Rodgers on Jeopardy or whatever, I mean, I could do that on Bleacher Report. But you're the only radio show that I've ever listened to that is seriously enjoyable, like watching a TV show.
Wow.
I mean, it's fun. It's so fun that I make my wife listen to it, who really isn't into sports, and she enjoys it. I mean, it's very entertaining. It's fulfilling. It gets the morning going. It's awesome. It's a good cup of coffee. I just don't understand the negativity. It was so bad, in fact, that my 2-year-old started eating Play-Doh as that guy was on the phone. Like, terrible, terrible. So I'm sorry you had to go through that, but I'm also glad you did because it was kind of fun.
So, yeah.
You know, go take a life lesson from that guy and see how much more enlightened you are. I bet he listens to smooth jazz. I know he listens to smooth jazz. Anyway, Bart, have a good one. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, Josh. I appreciate that. And check on your kit. Play-Doh, not digestible. I found that out. I tell the story, but it's too Fond du Lac. Tony's in Texas. What's up?
Bart, that guy was right. This show is the best show in the morning going right now.
All right, now we're getting to the point where it's like we can't just keep praising me for 20 minutes. I'm not that good.
I know you're sports all the time, but Horvat had a very pressing question on Twitter this past weekend. Are you Team LC or Team Kristen?
You know, I didn't watch The Hills.
Okay. Well, Audrina would have been the go-to anyway. But
hey, did you see the rumor that Madison from Southern Charm, who was linked with A-Rod, has actually been spotted now with Whitney from Southern Charm?
Well, that's a good move. There's a lot of money there.
Yeah, but he's more of a deadbeat than Austin is.
Really? Yeah, he is, but there's old money there. And you know that the mother loves Madison.
Oh, that's so true. Yeah, that's true. Patricia loves Madison. You're right.
Yes. And by the way, that butler should have his own show. And no one knows what we're talking about.
Michael.
Yes, that guy is great. So a couple of observations about the Brewers. Here's my I'll just go rapid fire on you. Shaw's got a chance for comeback player of the year. Yelich is back to being Yelich. Starting pitching is outstanding. Why did they trade Knebel?
Oh, dude, he's been great.
I know.
That trade was a pure cost-saving move, which is weird. Because they make that trade. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. We got to talk more about that. And Jimmy Nelson's been good, too.
Yeah.
But Jimmy's time, that wasn't working out here. He needed a fresh start. Knebel, you just couldn't afford to take that risk. Like, you couldn't afford it. And now the Dodgers can. He's been great for them. I think he got a save the other night. And then, you know, the Brewers are struggling a little bit in their pen. But then they found money somehow for other dudes, so I never know with that team what's up.
That was actually one of my concerns, is the middle relief pitching. And the other concern is we're relying on the home run too much to generate runs.
Well, that's Brewers baseball.
Yeah, well, that's not a, you know, I like the old Pat Lissass, Paul Mahler. Let's get a bunt single and, you know, get a double in a gap, you know. I'm sick of all this hitting home runs, and that's all, you know, generating the runs. Because if you're not hitting home runs, you're not scoring runs. So that would be my concern.
Oh, they manufactured their first run of the game on Saturday when Yelich stole a base, and then they manufactured a run. I, like, started to cry.
That's what I'm talking about. And, hey, I want to get into the NBA really quick. It's been a disgrace the way they're handling this season, the teams. On, was it Friday night? The Bucks didn't play anyone. If you went to that game, you deserve a full refund. Saturday night, whatever night that was. The Hornets game.
Yes, they got to stop doing that.
It was a disgrace. And then, I mean, you tune in like on a, was it Saturday night I was actually at the Rangers baseball game against the Padres and watching a little bit of the Nets against the Lakers. And you watch the Nets, and there's like half the team's out. And then the Lakers have their entire team out. And who wants to watch that, Bart?
Well, you do, apparently. You watch every – I've never – you know everything ever. You, like, got my and Horvat's brain together mashed up. There's nothing we can get past you.
I'm like Matt Damon from Good Will Hunting, you know? Just kinda, yeah. I got a little – you know, it's kind of an idiot savant, I guess.
Yeah.
But anytime you want to talk Southern Charm, I'm there for you, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, talk to you soon.
That's Tony in Texas, the savant of the show. Victor's on the south side. What's up, Victor?
Oh, yeah. Hey, let me give you a shout-out about your career. Oh, man, you made the right choice. All the dude has to listen to is when you were in the dugout when the Brewers won in the playoffs. Your voice, the joy in your voice, and that's what you need in radio. It was outstanding. It was an iconic, I don't know how to put it, but I've been listening to the radio for a while. And it was great.
2018, when they made the playoffs over St. Louis.
When you were in there, the joy in your voice.
Yeah, some would say that was the greatest moment in WSSP history.
Ha ha. It was fun. It was flat out what you're supposed to do. So, and then about the Brewers, I think Keston here, he needs a talking to. Like,
you know what he needs is a life coach, Victor.
That's what. Oh, yeah. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you for calling up, Victor on the south side. That's what he needs, a life coach. The concern I have with the Brewers.
Yeah, we're half hour later. Now we can finally get into our concerns.
All right, now let's dig in.
Here we go.
To our concerns.
Here we go.
Luis Urias.
Yeah, that's the number one.
I don't see it with him. And I'm not trying to be rude. I have never liked the trade. Sometimes, like, I never liked the trade to begin with. So, when that happens, like, I didn't like the Jordan Love pick. Okay, there's my mention of him again today. I didn't like that pick, but I'm very careful. I'm not rooting against Jordan Love to be good to prove me right. When the Brewers traded VR and signed Jonathan Scope, I hated that deal. Hated it. I love VR. I wasn't rooting against Scope. I want him to be good. Like John and Franklin, he was very against the signing of Travis Shaw. And every time he calls in, he mentions, I was wrong. But you want to be wrong. You want to be wrong about this. I want to be wrong about that trade. Grisham and Davies, who pitched well for San Diego last year. Shortest outing in his career, though, on Saturday for the Cubs. Brewers will not see Davies again, which I do want to see at some point. It would be interesting to see them pitch against him in a Cubs uniform. But Davies will miss this series. He pitched on Saturday and did not pitch well. Only made it an inning and two-thirds. And then they get back Eric Lauer, who's not with the big league club right now. And then Urias, who it appears like they made that deal, that Arcia deal, to get Urias more time. That's what it looks like on the surface. And then with this move, in some guys it would free them up and let them relax, like I don't have to play for my job every day, but in some guys it puts more pressure on them. So I need to see Urias come up and hit in a big spot. I need to see him come up, you know, I don't think he's a big power guy, but maybe hit a home run, just something. Tonight would be great, you know, this series, to see him get in a rhythm. It's not a lack of at-bats. He's going to be in there every day now. But you got to see him, because right now it's just a empty spot in the order.
Yeah, nothing about him is screaming shortstop of the future for the Brewers. And I feel bad
absolutely.
For him because, like you said, I want him to succeed. But, you know, now the organization put all their chips into him and, you know, now he's sort of under pressure, I guess you could say. But I feel like, you know, he's just batting the same as he would.
I know. You got to see more production from him. But around the bases, Shaw has been very good.
Oh, yeah.
I think at first base, we talked about Keston a little bit. The catchers, to see Pena come in there and get a home run. Hoot Narvaez has been very good, too, and giving you that production. That's been awesome. The outfield, you want to see JBJ get going. But Garcia has been great. Garcia, Yelich, no home runs yet from him. But he's still hitting, I think, over 300. Kane, with a multi-home run game. That was so awesome to see that go down. So offensively, they didn't score a lot of runs, but there's still guys that you can look at as bright spots. And then the last two games, getting the 9 runs per makes you feel pretty good. Brewers have the Cubs tonight, 6:40. After the last pitch, as always, make the switch. The Pella Windows and Doors post-game show hosted by the one, the only, Tim the Tool Man Allen. Make sure you check that out. And it's driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway, of course, in Union Grove. Going to check in with our good buddy, Paul Emmett. We got to talk some Bucks. Haven't mentioned them too much. Giannis, knee injury. How much are we concerned about that? And also, we'll get into more of this Rodgers stuff. Or maybe we won't. The goal is that we don't, because I don't want to talk about it, but it is a possibility. And we're going to say goodbye to one of our own. It's going to be very sad in here. Get your tissues ready. All next hour on The Fan.